And now we'll join our colleagues from The Current for a live simulcast from Paisley Park in Chanhassen.
There's a couple of songs from Prince, Peach, and also Starfish and Coffee. You are listening to The Current and NPR News, broadcasting live together from Paisley Park. It is Jim McGuinn here outside of Paisley Park, along with Tom Weber from NPR News.
Glad to be here.
Andrea Swenson from The Current.
It's an honor.
It is. And, you know, we're here with a lot of continuing coverage on the anniversary of the passing of Prince, celebrating his music and his legacy on this, what is both a very sad day, but also a strangely kind of uplifting and celebratory day as well.
I was really interested in having this hour with both The Current and News together, Jim and Andrea, because 1 year ago, this moment was a very weird moment because we know that Prince was declared dead at 10:07. The world didn't really start to know it until just after noon.
Yeah.
So right about now, there were maybe, four or five people, maybe a few more, who actually knew. So it's this weird nether region.
Well, I remember we got a sort of a rumor tip email, totally unverified, but it was someone's brother worked in the Chanhassen
Police
yep. department, and we didn't, we didn't know, but just on that, we were like, this could be real, and immediately.
Right. I got in my car and drove out here.
Yeah.
I think I got here a little before 11, so it was very surreal for me. I kind of had to take a moment and just go stand on that patch of grass where I stood 1 year ago today and just remember how surreal and difficult that moment was to learn that that was true and then to have to call.
Yeah,
and tell you guys that was true. It was heartbreaking.
Well, and it's heartbreaking, and we actually have that piece of tape. You ended up calling Jade on The Current first, and then you called in with me
right
on NPR News. So let's listen to how you spoke with Jade here.
There are probably about 30 people gathered outside Paisley Park at the moment, half of which are news media, a lot of people going live on air right now. The closest confirmation that I was able to get myself is through Reg Chapman from WCCO, who was able to confirm with someone close to the situation that Prince has died. So, obviously, everyone here is very upset. There's a lot of fans showing up already, and it's a very somber day here in Chanhassen.
It's such a different day. It was such a cloudy day. You remember it actually started snowing at one point?
It immediately started raining as soon as we found out, which I found quite poignant.
Somewhere in the Twin Cities, it snowed for 2 minutes, so people were tweeting about sometimes it snows in April as well. But today it's a beautiful day.
It is.
A little chilly.
Yeah.
For a scene here, the Audubon Road here, the road that if you came out here last year was closed down for so many days, a couple weeks maybe even, that whole fence, if you remembered, was all filled up with paraphernalia and things like that. It's actually quite empty today. The road is open, so traffic's going through. So just as a little scene, that's what's happening. But inside, there's a whole smorgasbord going on, and you guys are part of it. What's happening today?
Yeah, the celebration is underway. It's a four-day conference, musical event happening at Paisley Park. Party to celebrate Paisley Park and Prince and a lot of different facets of his career. And what's interesting is that, he really had three major bands that he played with throughout his career: The Revolution, New Power Generation, and then Third Eye Girl. And I can't imagine this ever happening, but they are all, through the course of the weekend here on site and performing along with George Clinton and The Time as well.
George was yesterday.
Yep.
The Time is tomorrow. And today is The Revolution, and it's quite historic. They have never performed at Paisley Park. They had disbanded by the time this building opened in 1987. It's a huge moment for them.
So there's these panel discussions going on all day that you are a part of. There's actually, you could buy $500 tickets or $1,000 tickets.
Yeah.
I think the $1,000 tickets are sold out. But if you don't have a ticket, you can show up. People are just standing outside. We don't actually have that many people here today right now who are just kind of milling about.
Yeah.
Maybe over the weekend there'll be more, but you have to have a ticket if you're going to go inside today. I think we have time. I want to play this other piece of audio because last year when we were on air, pretty soon after we learned the news, we got a hold of Susan Rogers, who I think is actually going to be here this weekend, teaches at Berklee College of Music, was a sound engineer for Prince on albums including Purple Rain, and she said something poignant. I just want to talk about this a little bit.
In the time I was with him, we toured a lot, the Purple Rain tour and the Around the World in a Day and the parade tour and making movies and certainly all the shows that he played, all the recording that he did, the Sign of the Times tour, a lot of touring. I can't think of one time There wasn't one time when he canceled a show due to exhaustion or illness. That takes guts to get on stage and say, these people paid money to see me, and even if I feel like crap, I'm going to perform tonight.
So that's Susan Rogers 1 year ago today. And to hear that, and then to think back that 1 year ago today, he had canceled those shows in Atlanta just a few weeks prior. I mean, it just is all starting to come. You start to draw the picture here about how bad things were maybe in those last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but also to echo what Susan said, talking to the members of New Power Generation yesterday, you know, they talked about the 17-hour days of you know, waking up and sound checking for hours, then doing the gig, then doing the after party gig for another 3 hours, and that he was a very, you know, exacting band leader, not unlike James Brown, where he pushed that band, he changed songs almost every day, and he felt like he needed to do that for the fans. He needed to make the show different every night. So they would be reworking material almost on the fly, and it was just, it must have been an incredible experience to be in his band. And we're going to talk to two of his band members, or, you know, band mates this hour. Andre Simone has just pulled up, so we're going to chat with him in a little bit. And then Donna Granis from Third Eye Girl is going to talk with us later on this hour.
Andre, you pointed out he's one of his first bandmates and one of his last bandmates are joining us.
Yes, very poignant today joining us. You know, I had a similar experience with my panels at Paisley Park yesterday. I was talking to all of the guys that got Prince on the internet, including Chuck Hermes, who actually showed Prince the internet for the first time.
The first time he was on AOL.
Right, waiting for the dial-up connection. And something that they were talking about is that, you know, he would work his employees so hard, and they would always have 12 projects that they were working on and putting in these amazing 12-hour days, 6 days a week. But a result of that is that he drew excellence out of people that they didn't even know that they had. And that it was just a theme that came up again and again. You know, he picked me. I don't know why he even hired me. I was barely qualified to be an art director. But then there I was leading Prince's art department and putting out these amazing, you know, now iconic album covers and pieces of artwork, that it was just because Prince believed that I could do it, and then I had to do it.
Yeah.
And that's just an incredible legacy, I think, that we're going to see continuing to ripple out as we talk to more people who he touched.
I'm Tom Weber. If you're listening to NPR News or The Current, you're listening to the same thing right now. I'm Tom Weber with Jim McGuinn and Andrea Svensson. We're across the street from Paisley Park. If you know the daycare across the street, we're in the parking lot. And we're bringing you this simulcast this hour on the first anniversary of Prince. A lot of stories on NPR News about some of these other matters you've heard in the news. There's the lawsuit over the release of the song, and what's the status of his estate? All of that's online. I encourage you to go to nprnews.org. But really, we're here today to focus, especially this event. This event is really to say, look, this is a sad day, but it's really a day of celebration as well.
It is a day to celebrate. And look, Prince is bringing us together.
That's right.
News and The Current, broadcasting together.
Together at last.
And to echo what Andrew just said, talking to his bandmates, you know, Morris Hayes talked about how he was in one of the opening bands on a tour with Prince, and he went to go thank him at the end of the tour. And what Prince said to him is, your work is not done here yet.
Mm.
That was his oblique way of basically saying, I'm going to invite you to be in my band.
Wow.
And so a week later, he joined the band. And everybody has those sort of comments, it seems, about how Prince believed in me when I didn't even believe in me. And you think about how many stars take the time to, you know, inspire their art director to be the greatest they can be, or whoever. And he just seems like a very special person. As much as there was this mystery and there was this guardedness, there was also this generosity of spirit and sharing and genuine love of creativity that I think we're really hearing about a lot right now.
And the charity you talk about, because when he was alive, if you had worked for Prince and knew that he had gone over to the school and donated band equipment or something, you know, which we hear all these stories, if you'd actually tried to get that word out publicly, you would have been in bad graces then with Prince.
He had no interest in celebrating his own generosity. That was, I think, part of his Jehovah's Witness faith, and also just part of he didn't feel the need to take credit for that. And it's just that, to me, has been one of the most touching things over this past year. I think all of these stories coming out, Prince gave $1 million here, $1 million there to all these nonprofits, and was so active in the immediate community in North Minneapolis and giving these instruments and helping children. He was so passionate about that.
4 days of events happening. We're on day two, actually.
Yep.
It started yesterday. George Clinton gave a nice little surprise concert. We're going to hear more. And Jim and Andrea are also part of these events here today.
Yeah, and you know, you're listening to The Current at NPR News, broadcasting live together from Paisley Park. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Andre Simone is going to sit down and chat with us. And right now, since we're at Paisley Park, we thought we should play the song.
Of course.
Paisley Park.
You're listening to The Current and NPR News, broadcasting live together from Paisley Park.